they were both, the adults were sitting there while they were sitting there talking. And he said, he asked her if she could go to a dance. But of course, the aunt went with them. And she watched everywhere they went. She was right behind them. Then my daddy asked her if she'd like to get married. Because see, she was through college. She was a seamstress. And he had to go all the way back to the routine to talk to her aunt and his uncle to get permission to marry my mother. And my mother was 17 years old when she got married.
Is that right? How old was your father?
He was 23 when he got married.
How'd they get to San Antonio?
Well, my daddy brought her.
What?
On the train.
Did they come here right away?
No, they stayed there and had two children. They had my oldest brother, he's about 75. And I've got a sister who's 65.
Do they speak any Spanish? Or?
They speak very good Spanish. And and matter of fact, his daughter, not that good. I'm just in between. I have to say yes, no, and okay. But I don't talk to her good because my mother even corrects me when I talk. When she was here.
A lot more Spanish than I do.
Oh, well, I've got two or three Spanish girls and they help me out in my group. But around here, I don't talk Spanish. Lisbon now, she talks good Spanish. She's taking that super something at high school this term in Spanish. And her daddy said, you got to take Spanish to get a good job here in San Antonio or any other place you go. So that's what she's taking.
It's pretty important, yeah. How much education did your father have, do you know?
He didn't get very much.
He didn't have time.
Because as they were traveling, his mama was teaching him, you know, as they went. But I don't think he got by seventh grade of schooling. Because my daddy had to work. He had to work, and he worked to provide, and he was still working as, well, not when I was born and my other two sisters were born. He was, after he retired from an engineer, then he went to the school board. And he was 65 for so many years that they just let him work until he was too old to work.
What did he do?
He worked at the different schools as a janitor. Did something because he got tired of sitting at home. He said that just killed him.
I can
imagine. To sit at home. So he bought this big, huge house that's at it's our home. He bought this big home for Mother. And then he moved her and the boy and the girl down here. And the rest was all born here.
Is that right? Were you born in that house too?
I was born in that house. I was born on a, in, there was my, the family doctor was Dr. J.B. Miller Sr., but he's passed away. And he lived right across the street, and he used to just run across the street, deliver, and go right back home. Because Mother said that they didn't have hospitals that good where they could, you know, have them. And anyway, I was born at home. My sister, my baby sister was born at home. And from, say, from the 10 children down, well, then we was all born at home.
Do you know anything that your mother's parents like?
No, I don't. All I knew that my mother's mother was a teacher, and she teach sewing, seamstress. And that's all I could tell. My great-grandfather, I couldn't tell you nothing about him because I don't know. But my father's father, he had a home in England, and they just found the heirs, and I'm one of the heirs. And they got a big, beautiful home up there. And they had wrote to me and asked me my name and what I was, where I was born and everything, so that I will come into money, and I don't know how much, but I will, me and my four sisters and my five brothers will come into some money.
Marvelous. Boy, I bet you were excited.
I can't wait. I got plans for that money.
I imagine you do. Well, your mother's parents, they were both born in Spain?
Yes.
Okay, let me write that down.
Yes, they were both born in Spain.